This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's day two.
Boy, that crowd loves you. Check him out.
I know. The adulation. I can't get enough, really.
Wow.
If you could just play, you know, crowds wildly cheering for me every morning. It's just, you know, it actually does help my mood. I can tell we're going to have a fun show today. I've laughed out loud at several stories today. I'm just putting some fun stuff in. Let's do
all
some
by
fun
yourself,
stuff.
You're laughing over there, huh?
You know, I know it's going to be a good day when I'm giggling privately.
All right.
It's good. And I always think, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell Vinny that one. Oh, Bryn's going to like that one. Oh, Nicole and I are going to talk about books. It's going to be so fun.
Wow, your inner dialogue is goofy.
Yeah, well, you know, better goofy than morose or something, right?
Sure.
You know, I'm trying to have a positive outlook, Vinny. You know, we do have to be on the air and make people forget about their own problems, right?
It is a hard time. But you know what? This job is the best job, and I love it. But it is the hardest time I think I've ever had, besides maybe, you know, 9/11.
Right.
I mean, it's just the constant run of events.
Yeah, just bad news after bad news. And it is, because I feel like when I do this show, I take my problems and I put them aside. Because that's what I got to do, right? We're here to entertain you. Or so we're told. I don't know.
Right.
But yesterday I put down a pretty heavy load, which was good. I'll tell you about it now because I feel like I won't cry.
Okay.
My dad has been in the hospital for 9 days. He had COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And other members of my family also had it. You know, they didn't isolate and they didn't wear masks but they also didn't deserve it. You know, nobody deserves it. And it was horrifying and frightening, and it's not like you can go there and go be with the person. You can only really FaceTime them. And he went home yesterday. So I mean, fingers crossed, I'm so happy. Honestly, like, yesterday was just the best day. Because it's, you don't realize what a like sort of nugget of burning awfulness is in you when that's going on. You know,
I think that people understand. And I think that...
No, you don't. You won't. That's what I mean. Like, I didn't realize how much it was affecting me until he went home. And I went, oh my God, I turned into like Gumby. Just a ball of happy rubber.
That's good. I'm glad that he's okay.
So am I. I definitely, you know.
But you've already said that none of their attitudes have changed at all.
No,
right?
No, there's really no change in that. It's, although I will say my sister-in-law's attitude, I had a long talk with her yesterday, you know, after this whole thing went down, and I was surprised, actually, by some of the things that she had said. So I thought, well, you know, that's good news. It's not, nobody's a lost cause, really. Although I'm sure they think I am. But that's fine. I'm fine in my lost cause in this. But yeah, it's just such a friggin' relief because honestly, I went through the death of both parents with my husband, and I know you lost your dad. I mean, it's just, there's really no words for it. It's, And he's 80, and I'm just not ready to lose him. And, you know, I want him to hit 100. I think that'd be great. And you don't always get what you want, but I was glad I went and saw him for his 80th birthday. That's for sure. It's just such a limbo to be in. And I'm very happy to report that my mom said this morning he's still asleep. I'm like, don't even make him get up. Let him sleep all the live long day. It's probably what he needs, right? Just rest, rest, rest. Come back from it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been laying around in a hospital though for week. Was he in a tube or anything?
No. He had oxygen, but they were really there because he had pneumonia. So he didn't have to be on a respirator, which was lucky, but he needed to be watched, and his oxygenation levels were really low, so he had a cannula. Is that what it's called when they stick the thing up your nose? And he had oxygen, and you know, the thing is, in the hospital, you're out of sorts, you're in a strange place, and you're woken up every hour for them to take your vitals. So I'm like, just let the guy sleep.
Yeah.
You know, it's no fun being in the hospital. Although he does, you know, I've always said that I actually like things like hospital food and airplane food. Like, I like the little compartments, and I think it's sort of neat to open the little bits and pieces that are on there and kind of, ooh, what do we have here, you know? So, like, I would call him and we'd talk about, you know, what he ate. And he's telling me, you know, his favorite was the apple crisp with, like, you know, sort of brown sugar on the bottom. And I'm like, ask for more of those. Jesus. He goes, oh, no, they don't give me really enough food. I go, Dad, tell them you're still hungry. If you're hungry, they'll bring you food. You're paying enough to be in the hospital, for God's sake. Tell them you want more food.
So did he?
Anyway. I don't know. He was craving Doritos. So I'm all over my mother and my sister like, can you please go buy him a giant bag? They won't let us bring it. I go, put it under some clothes. Bring him some Doritos. The guy wants Doritos.
You are the puppet master from 3,000
miles
away.
They didn't do it. But I was like, when he gets home, there better be a huge bag of Doritos. That's the one thing the guy wanted. The nacho cheese Doritos.
I'm sure Tina's like, you know, I'm here with Dad. I'm here. You're there. Yeah. Leave me be. Leave us alone.
She can't go see him, I guess, probably, right? I mean, here I am on my high horse out here in California.
Thousands of miles away.
I don't care. I'm just so relieved. Oh, my God. And for anyone who's going through this, listen, it's, oh, my God, the stories. I honestly, it's horrible. You know, couldn't my dad have at least gotten a light? He had to get pneumonia. Oy. Anyway, he's out of the woods and back at home. So my emotional state feels much more secure today.
Oh, that's good.
I know. Yay. More applause. I love the accolades. Yes, yeah, Sarah, you were so brave. So far away, giving advice and Doritos to your dad. Anyway,
sure,
how was your day yesterday?
So I've had a lot going on at myself, and one of the things that happened that I imagine a world where something like this just isn't even on the list of things you mention when you've gone through stuff. So while I was out, because we had to, you know, evacuate, our whole town was evacuated. It wasn't just us, but so while I was at my apartment, which is over in town. Mm-hmm. I was talking with my neighbors, and one of my neighbors goes, "So, you know, our apartments apparently are for rent." And I was like, "No, they're not. I own mine, and the last thing on earth I'm going to do is rent it because of the rental rules. Otherwise, I would love to, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. So that's not happening." And she goes, "No, someone on Craigslist has listed our apartments for rent. And they are scamming people." And so I'm sitting there going,
oh my God.
Another thing? Are you?
Oh my God, Vinny.
Are you bleeping kidding me?
I've heard about this where they take some place and they're just collecting checks and.
It's random. It has nothing to do with me or anybody else. It happens all the time, apparently. I've had some. I use Craigslist. I sell surfboards and phones and bikes and different things that I'm not using. I just don't let stuff lie around.
Right.
So if I'm not using it, it's gone. Someone else can use it for the low, low price of. So, you know, that's I do use it, but it's also this thing where I've had problems with it where you go, you can't get someone on the phone. You can't get anyone to pull an ad. You can't call someone and go, that's not real. Pull that thing. And someone
which
goes,
is ridiculous.
Oh, well, let me get to, on that. No, there's no, and I've left the mess. You know, they're all leave us a message or write us an email. There's no response to that crap. They don't have anyone dealing with that. So anyway, the bottom line is, if you are someone who's been displaced, if you are someone who is having trouble finding an apartment, and you see an ad and it's too good to be true, or they're pushing you to give them money before you've even had a chance to see it. I guess the ad, one of the ads they put up was, we need $500 from you right now before we even come show it to you.
Yeah, don't fall for it. I know you're desperate. Don't just find something that's legit and seems too expensive.
That is out there. And that is
awful.
That is a real nightmare. So, and we're, you know, they're, this is the first time hearing of it in the middle of all these other things I'm dealing with. And I'm thinking, someone's going
to.
Another one. And another one. That I'm thinking these people are going to take it out on our places because they feel like someone in there ripped us off when in fact no one anywhere near our place has, you know, put this ad up. It's someone from who knows where in town.
But to think that, sad.
Add it to the list of things people scam, you know, not only are they, you know, looting evacuees' homes, but they're also finding ways to get people who've maybe been evacuated or houses burned down and they're trying to find a place to rent. And this is
they're just taking advantage
find.
Of them. It's just the world is full of scumbags, isn't it?
Well, it just is something I wanted to warn people about. I hadn't had a chance to or I hadn't even thought of it as we got back yesterday. But the apartment scam apparently is for real. So,
you know, it really is sort of that's the upsetting thing. Like, there are so many good people, and we just become misanthropes because one jerk got sprinkled in, you know? Like, it can really rob you of your faith in humanity when you get screwed over like that. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna move this to my first story. Because I have a guy who one time very famously was catfished. And things have worked out for him, so maybe they'll work
good.
Out for the scammers, too. I know. Happy isn't
ending.
That sweet?
That's great.
It does have a very happy ending. I'll start with that. So I'm only doing fun, happy stories today. Well, there are a couple bad ones in there, but I'll, you know what? I'll push those to the end, and maybe I won't even get to them.
I got one more for you, then. Maybe you can consider this good news. So one of the things that I also was trying to fix, and I told you this when it was happening, our refrigerator was like, sounded like it was dying, right?
Right.
So if you are someone who is in mechanical in any way, go into appliance repair immediately because they're booked out for weeks and weeks. They have... So I called, I want to try to not exaggerate. I called at least 30 places and every place was like, no, we don't have time for that or didn't get back or, you know, it's only message. This mailbox is full. So I finally got someone after all these places I've called. They're like, yeah, we've got you just so happen to be lucky that we're going to be in the area. We'll squeeze you in. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Ah. And I'm just
So did
tripping.
Someone come over?
No. So no, they didn't come over yet. They're coming today.
All right.
But the guy goes, you know, the guy calls me back a little later and he goes, listen, I may be able to help you from here. You know, I go, well, listen, let me put the phone up to it. And I put the phone up and he goes, okay, I think that there's a bunch of ice. I don't know if it's because you've overpacked the thing. Like he walks me through it, right? So we've been able to get it. It's still
quieted.
Running. The fridge hasn't. Yeah, it's quieted. Anyway, he's coming today. But my experience is that appliance repair is so booked that these people can actually make their travel distances tiny. Like they don't even have. Oh, that's out of my. I'm like, you're down the street. How's that out of your range? Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
You're not even 15 miles from me. That can't be out of your range. Nope, that's out of my range. Jesus. So
that's they don't they say that plumbers, electricians, you'll never hurt for work. Like that, there's always going to be. There's always those are the big problems, right, Bryn?
Dink and Chumley.
That's a Bryn dog.
Appliance
Doug.
Repair,
mm-hmm. Dude.
Get them going.
I know.
Because there is no shortage of work.
There's always something breaking. Mm-hmm. It's so, you know, as soon as you were saying that you had stuff with your fridge, John started bitching about our fridge. Like, everything seems to be damp in here.
Ruh-roh.
I'm like, oh, no. You know, honest to God, we have a Sub-Zero that we, you know, you pay top dollar for these things.
Pricey.
Dude, I looked at one.
They are pricey.
They're $15,000.
No, not this one. This one wasn't.
They range. This
was, but it was still, you know, I mean, it was under $10,000, but it was close. And, you know, you want the knife. You go, oh, we're doing a new kitchen. We're going to splurge. We get the knife. And the thing has never been anything but problems. Like, I don't know. My parents, I think, had a Frigidaire. And that thing was, it ran like a tank for years.
Most
I don't remember
refrigerators
ever having,
do.
I know, except when, the high-end ones. Oh, pay for the extended warranty. Oh, my God.
Fridges. Yeah, I mean, as I've been reading about fridges, because, you know, all of a sudden now I have to do that. it's true. One of the articles I was reading was like, the refrigerator is the most taken for granted piece of machinery in your house. It's working 24/7. You need it. People are in and out of it all day. It's the only way you're keeping your food that you stock up on fresh enough to be edible a week mm-hmm. from now. You know, like... So all of a sudden, you're all, yeah, I guess I do take that thing for granted. Huh?
Totally. Totally for granted. What else in your house is running? Well, I suppose no one turns their damn computers off. So maybe those things are sucking power, too. But, your fridges.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you got to replace those computers every couple of years. Your fridge, you expect 10 years plus out of that thing.
At least. Oh, my God. If you had to replace your fridge every 10 years, it would be, God, mine would be up for replacement right now. Damn.
Anyway, appliance repair, everyone. Told you about fences. When I tried to replace the fence, it was like, wow, fence. Who knew? Fences is another business that they're not hurting for work. No. Now appliances, everybody. Jesus.
Yeah, there are a lot of very in-demand things, and that's a good place to be, I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see the guy today, and then hopefully that can check that
out. I can't wait to hear what happens.
Well, hopefully he does his job, and I pay him for his services, and then he leaves quickly without leaving behind COVID. That'd be great.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? No extra mm-hmm. gifts. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I'm going to just get everybody. Okay, you guys go for a drive. I'll be upstairs. Have at it, sir.
Yeah. Just here's my phone number. Call me upstairs. If you need me, I'll answer any questions. I won't have the answers to any.
Is me on guitar. Have a good one.
Trying to tune out the world.
Uh-huh.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're going to take a quick break, play a song, and we'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.